Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
The Pew Research Center has recently published a study looking at the relationship of younger Black Americans, what that is to religion. The researchers at Pew found that while just 11% of baby boomers and 5% of the silent generation are religiously unaffiliated, more than a quarter of Black Gen Zers and a third of Black millennials are religiously unaffiliated. That generational shift, not really a surprise, but raises questions about the future of Black churches in America. Joining us from the Pew Research Center is research associate and lead researcher on this study, Kiana Cox. Ms. Cox, thanks very much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
What for you were some of the most significant findings of this survey?
Well, there were several. To start, when you mentioned about younger Black Americans, there are a few things that we saw related to them. In general, when we look at our surveys about religion among Black Americans, we find one consistent pattern, and that's that younger Black Americans, so Gen Z and Black millennials, on the one hand, tend to be less religious than their elders or older Black people, but they also tend to be more religious than their peers or millennials and Gen Zers of other races. So that's one general finding that we see in all of our studies when we look at Black Americans, that sort of push and pull of Black millennials and Gen Zers being in the middle. But in this particular study, some new things that we found are, one, on the one hand, younger Black people are less likely to have been raised in Black churches as children, but when they grow up, they are also less likely to go to Black churches themselves. So that's one of the newer findings that we found related to age and religion here.
I was also wondering about churches that are almost exclusively Black versus mixed race churches where perhaps African Americans are in the majority or a sizable minority of attenders at church, having attended a church like that myself, which was majority African American but mixed race. I'm interested in that because we always think of Black churches as though they're exclusively Black. Did the survey get into that issue?
Yes, we did. So actually, the way that you're describing sort of race and congregations was one of the major levels of analysis that we had in this survey. So we looked at Black Americans based on whether or not they attended churches that were predominantly Black in terms of the membership and the leadership. But we also looked at those who attended churches that were predominantly another race, so predominantly white, Hispanic, et cetera, both in the membership and the leadership. And then we had this third category of whether or not people attended multiracial churches where no one majority made up the membership or the leadership. So that was one of the principal ways that we analyzed some of our data. But in general, when it comes to findings, we found that on a number of our measures, there were significant differences in Black Americans who attended predominantly Black churches versus these other types of churches in terms of racial makeup in both the membership and the leadership. So one of the, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, please. I was just taking a breath. Go ahead.
Okay. So one of the, perhaps one of the most widespread findings that we saw was in terms of the kinds of ways that Black churches are distinctive from some of these from some of the other types of congregations based on race. And one of those things is in terms of the types of sermons that Black Americans hear if they go to predominantly Black Black Protestant churches. So we found that Black Americans who go to predominantly Black churches were more likely to have heard a sermon about race or racial inequality in the year leading up to the survey than Black Americans who went to other types of churches, either based on race or denomination. So for example, Black Protestants who go to Black churches were more likely to hear sermons about race than Black Catholics, for example. But that was also true if you were a Black person who went to a Black church versus churches of other races.
Do you think that this is in part because congregations at almost exclusively Black churches are looking for that has historically been a role that the Black church has undertaken, and that is part of the expectation for what they want the pastor to preach?
So on the one hand, one of the aspects of data that we had in the survey were focus groups. And so we asked the similar question of our focus groups. And so that in those groups, they shared with us, the people in those groups shared with us that there was something about going to a Black church specifically that they felt met their needs. So one of the focus group participants said, you know, I feel like they understand my struggle. I feel like the music really engages with us in terms of our struggle. So our focus group data does suggest to us that there is something there that people are looking for. But on the other hand, in our survey data, when you actually ask people what's essential in terms of what you look for in a church if you were looking for a new one, or what's essential for a church to offer, you see more commonly that people say they want sermons that are inspiring and they want an atmosphere that's welcoming. You do not see, in terms of majorities or large numbers, there's not a large number of Black Americans who explicitly say, based on our data, that they're looking for a Black pastor, for example, or that they're looking for the congregation to be Black, or even that they specifically are looking for sermons about race. They are not very likely to say that those things are essential. They're more likely to say that they want welcoming environments and sermons that are generally inspiring, though not necessarily race-based.
We're talking with Kiana Cox, who is the lead researcher on the Pew Research Center's recent study on faith in Black Americans. She's a research associate at Pew. And I'd like to hear from you. If you attend a church that has a sizable African-American congregation or is largely a Black church, what it is that you experience when you attend that church, what you get from that experience. I'm interested in any issues that have been dealt with in the church that might have been divisive along the way or that have brought people together. We're at 866-893-KPECC. If you pastor a church with a significant African-American congregation, I'd also like to hear from you. And when we come back, we'll talk with a Fuller Seminary academic dean and assistant professor who's done extensive research on the Black church in America. We'll be back in just 90 seconds. I should mention the tremendous loss here in Los Angeles of longtime pastor, the man who created Crenshaw Christian Center, the Faith Dome in South Los Angeles, the Reverend Frederick Fred Price, who built that megachurch, a frequent presence on Christian television, Fred Price, who passed away last month. For the past few days, mourners have been able to pay tribute to his life. He died at the age of 89. So speaking of Black pastors with tremendous influence, Fred Price, who's been a guest with us in the past on Air Talk, certainly fits that bill. We're talking about the state of the Black church in America and in Southern California. We're at 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Joining me, academic dean for the Panel Center for African American Church Studies and assistant professor of mission, theology, and culture at Fuller Theological Seminary in Pasadena, Dwight Radcliffe Jr. Professor, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it. Your sense of sort of where we are in the evolution of Black churches in America.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. I think we're in a very peculiar fork in the road, as it were. I think one of the beautiful things that the Pew Center, the research program, gives us is this understanding of what's happening with the larger Black Christian and Black religious experience. But I think that one of the difficulties that we have when we begin to talk about the Black church and when we begin to talk about the future of the Black church or things of that nature is that we are really combining two different themes. We're combining race and culture. And those things are absolutely separate things that tend to overlap in many significant ways. And so I love that the research survey, it actually tries to parse out what we mean when we say the Black church. It parses out our African immigrant population, our Afro-Caribbean populations, all of these who have different cultural experiences that come to bear on their religious practice in America, as opposed to what we typically mean when we talk about the Black church. We're talking about generations and generations of African Americans. And so I find that we're in a really interesting place. The Pew Research is great. Our center, the Pinnell Center, just recently finished a smaller study with what we call next generation African American Christian leaders, and really asking questions about how they see the church, how they see their community, and in what ways even theological education might be able to come alongside them. So I think we're in a really interesting place right now.
One of the things I think of the evolution, I'd be interested in your exploring this a bit, is when we think of the Black church, and I intentionally use that term as though it's monolithic, I think we think of African Methodist Episcopal churches. We think of sort of mainline Protestant denominations and African American, sort of closely allied versions of that. And then we saw, of course, in the 1970s, an explosion of evangelicalism and Pentecostalism among African American and mixed race churches. How, in your view, has that affected the cultural experience of the Black church and the worship experience particularly?
I think you have to go right before that period, that boom period in the 70s that you mentioned. You've got to go right before that to late 50s, early 60s, when there's also this rise in this Black empowerment, Black power movement, that we begin to see a rise in Black Nation of Islam and Black Muslims. We begin to even see a large rise in Black Buddhism. And so all of these things, this kind of pluralist view, come to bear on the Black church. And so as we begin to see this boom that you mentioned in the 70s and even into the 80s, what we're beginning to see are people, and even Kiana mentioned this earlier, we begin to see people are drawn to a particular type of experience. And the problem with any of our research is that there's always, when we deal with cultural anthropology, when we deal with research with human beings, there's almost always a disconnect between our ideals and our practices. So even though we see that people were drawn to a particular Black church experience because either the worship was something that they resonated with, or the sermon was something that they identified with, or the method or the atmosphere in the church was something, as you just heard Kiana talk about, when people talked about what they were looking for, those things don't always get articulated in the same way. So I think what we're seeing now is that people are being drawn to something that's bigger than just the race, bigger than just the culture. And I would suspect it goes beyond the worship practice. I think the one thing that the Pew Center research finds, that our research finds, is that for large numbers of Black Americans, Christian, unidentified, unaffiliated, large numbers of them are not going to, let me rephrase that. They see a fight for justice as synonymous with their faith practice.
And does that differ if you're looking at, say, what Chip Murray accomplished with First AME in Los Angeles, or what Charles Blake at West Angeles Church? You've got different worship expressions, those two congregations, but sort of politically, do they express themselves differently?
Oh, absolutely. I think that even in the 90s in LA, the expressions and the rallying that you would have seen out of West Angeles were extremely different than what you would have seen from First AME Church, or even some of our larger Black Baptist churches at the time. And a lot of that is in the historic expression of those denominations. that the Black Baptist tradition is very much distinct from the Black Methodist expression, which is extremely distinct from the Black Pentecostal expression. And what we're finding now is that these younger generations of Black Christians, millennials and Gen Z, they are disconnecting from the churches, regardless of the denominational affiliation, regardless of whether there's a lot of hand clapping and shouting or it's more reserved. What the line in the sand for them is actually not the worship style. It's whether or not their faith, their practice, their denomination is going to take this modern movement seriously.
We'll continue our conversation with Fuller Theological Seminary professor and academic dean of the Pinnell Center for African American Church Studies, Dwight Radcliffe Jr., also with us, Kiana Cox of the Pew Research Center, where she's led their recent study on faith in Black Americans. She's a research associate at Pew. Again, I want to hear from you as an AirTalk listener, if you're someone who attends a church that has at least a significant African American congregation, give us a call. Share with us your experience of your church. 866-893-KPECC. Back in 1 minute. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. We're talking about African American churches in America and Black Americans' religious faith and affiliation. With us is Michael in Pasadena. Michael, good to have you with us. What's your experience of a Black church?
I absolutely love it. What it is what white people have to understand is that as a Black person, not a day goes by that I'm not reminded of who I am and where others believe I belong in society. I repeat, as a Black person, not a day goes by that I'm not reminded of who I am and where others believe I belong in society. At Black churches, I feel very welcome. It's nice and comforting to see other people that look like me and have gone through similar things such as me, such as life experiences and things that nature. And they understand the nonsense that I go through simply because I'm a person of color. And it's just great. It's just great to see. And I don't understand how people don't go to church. Like, life is so difficult and stressful in and of itself. It's just nice to go to a place once or twice a week where you're reminded of your faith and how good God is. And it's just reminded that, you know, just hang in there and God is good.
Michael, I don't know what generation you're a part of, but among your age peers who are Black, is their religious faith a central part of their lives?
Tough question. To be honest with you, I see the numbers somewhat going down. The interesting thing about it is I've met a number of people who grew up in the church and they strayed away. But to answer your question, I would say in the age group of the 30s or so, it's gone down quite a bit. So that's why it's nice to go to churches where you see that number of the people in your age group that are trying to do the same thing as you. You know, trying to lead a better life and are seeking God and a religion to help get through this stressful life. And the church I go to is the One Church here in L.A., the One Church L.A.
All right. Michael, thank you very much. Really appreciate you being our first caller on this subject. 866-893-KPECC. You can tweet at AirTalk. You can post on the AirTalk Facebook page or post on the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Joaquin in the Burbs thinks, I think more important than what church they attend is whether they attend at all. Seldom or never attended shot up to 49% of millennials versus 31% for their boomer parents. And millennials are at the age when church attendance usually surges. Most people become more religious when they start a family. From Pew Research Center, lead researcher on this study on faith in Black Americans, Kiana Cox, is this something that stood out to you looking at African American millennials?
Yes, and so in terms of that, what you just mentioned in terms of association with churches, people age. One of the things that's interesting is that, like I mentioned earlier, that younger Black people are less likely to have been raised in Black churches, and then when they become adults, less likely to affiliate with Black churches. The other thing that we found is that in general, for Black Americans who are raised unaffiliated, so those who are raised without affiliating with any religion, the majority of them are likely to stay unaffiliated as they age. Only about 25% of them actually go from being unaffiliated with a religion to going on and then becoming affiliated, particularly with being a Protestant. So generally, I think that's a little bit different in terms of the patterns that we've historically seen with some of this, that people who are unaffiliated generally stay unaffiliated. And for younger Black people particularly, they're less likely to have been raised in Black churches and as adults, less likely to affiliate with Black churches.
I wonder about Black Americans who live in areas that are not predominantly African American. And if they're more apt to attend a predominantly Black church because of that sort of cultural affinity, like we just heard from the caller on the program, or if perhaps because they're living in a place that is not majority African American, maybe that is less important to them to be around predominantly Black neighbors. Does your study get at all to that, Kiana Cox?
We don't have in the published report, we don't have a regional analysis just yet. It's certainly on our to-do list to look at a regional analysis. But what we do know is that about two-thirds of Black people, of Black people who go to church, about two-thirds of them do decide to go to Black churches. So overall, in terms of the Black adult population, we see that Black churches are the predominant choice, but the regional analysis is definitely something we want to dig into in the near future.
Marie, in Pasadena, good to have you with us. Please share with us your church experience.
So my experience has been one of the great things that I got from being in the Black church. I grew up Baptist and Pentecostal. As an adult, was being around people who looked like me, being in spaces where there were mainly people who were white or people who didn't look like me every day as part of my, experience in childhood, also as an adult, gave me a space where these people looked like me and they also were able to connect to my experience.
And if you went to a church that was not predominantly Black, do you feel like even how you worship would be different, separate and apart from the affinity, from mutual experience that you get from going to a Black church?
Absolutely. I think that by being around people, especially in Southern California, where that wasn't my typical experience, who looked like me, it made me feel safe to be able to worship the way that I wanted to, instead of maybe feeling like I'd be confined based on other people's opinion about how my worship should look like.
Yeah. Marie, I appreciate it. Where do you go to church now?
In Pasadena, but I'm a millennial, so I'm one of those people who has started separating themselves from the church for a lot of different reasons, but Pasadena.
All right, Marie, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Let's talk with Ashley in Culver City. Ashley, I'm really limited on time, but real quickly, your comment, please.
Hi, Ashley.
That's all right.
How are you? I'm Ashley. So I just think it's really interesting because I'm African American. I'm relatively young. I've been born and raised in LA. And from my experience, a lot of the older generation in the Black churches are relatively conservative. A lot of their beliefs, a lot of their morals have been very conservative. I think the younger, kind of like was stipulated earlier, the younger population is more into the social movement or civil rights movement now than what I've seen in the past. And it's kind of interesting because I was raised non-denominational, so churches like Reality LA, Hillsong, which are mainly young, diverse.
Evangelical, but diverse, yeah.
Yeah, they're more evangelical, but they're non-denominational. I feel like they have been more outspoken in terms of the Black Lives Matter movement, in terms of police brutality, than the conservative, you know, churches that are out there.
Ashley, I'm so sorry that because you're making terrific points. I so appreciate your joining us, but we've run out of time this hour. Ashley in Culver City, thank you so much. And very interesting observation about political conservatism among some of those older Christians. My thanks to Kiana Cox of the Pew Research Center and Dean and Professor Dwight Radcliffe Jr. of Fuller Theological Seminary and the Pinnell Center.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAS.com/sweeps.